know when they think they can do that, but the process, actually the government or the president appointed a task force which collected views from Tanzanians, and we actually proposed some ways on how we can get the constitution at this period before 2025, because this thing that the constitution process making, which has been stolen, you might think that it might take a long time to be completed, but I think the government itself is not ready to make this move so that the Tanzanians can get their constitution.
Are you saying that there's a delay tactics, and that even though the president, Samia Suluhu Hassan, has committed to the new constitution, the government is still unwilling to move forward, the process forward, or expedite it?
Sure. Now, it's almost 2 years now since Samia Suluhu Hassan got into power. But there's nothing which has been taken on board. The substantial step which has been taken on board so that the process can move forward. You might see 2 months ago, no, 3 months ago, she directed the Office of Registrar of Political Parties to initiate or to convene the constitutional stakeholders so that they can initiate the process. But till now, nothing has been taken as a process of doing that. So we can now see that maybe probably this can be a tactic of delaying to initiate the process of making constitution for Tanzanians.
But Bob, some people are suggesting so-called lack of unity or divergent views about how to achieve a new constitution in Tanzania is undermining efforts, or it's not helping with Jukate's push for a new constitution. Your take?
Yeah, sure. That's one of the reasons why we are not not moving forward, because we are not united. Maybe because of differences in terms of views and approaches on where on how we can go forward. That's why Jukwaa la Katiba Tanzania, we convened a meeting and of stakeholders. We brought their political parties, including Chadema, which is actually the main opposition party in Tanzania, and also all the political parties were present, and also the civil society organizations, religious groups, so that we can make a consensus and discuss on how best we can move forward. So this is the step for making a unity so that we can go further in terms of demanding the new constitution.
Bob Wangwe is the executive director of the Tanzania Constitutional Forum, or JUCATA. He spoke with me from the Tanzanian commercial capital, Dar es Salaam. The president of the NGO called Empowering Communications has authored a new book entitled Outside Eden's Gate, The Secrets of Self-Empowerment. The organization is dedicated to using communications for positive social change. Greg Pirio, a former journalist who served as chief of the English to Africa service of the Voice of America, talks about his experience using communications to empower people around the world, including Africa. To learn more about the book and what inspired him to write it, as well as its anticipated impact on readers, I reached Greg Pirio.
I have been involved as a journalist using the media and communications to empower people, end bloody conflicts, and live healthy lives. And I had done that and had big impact in a number of conflict zones in Africa and elsewhere. But while I was doing this on a vast scale, I also realized that there was something in my life that I wasn't happy in my personal and professional life. And I needed to look inward and to see how I could create more peace and joy in my own life. I had to learn more effective life skills and leave behind habitual ways of thinking that weren't working for me. And so self-empowerment is basically developing new ways of thinking and being in the world. And that unleashes our creativity, at least my creativity in other ways in my personal life. And so with that creativity, you can design the life that you really want to live. And so that was part of my journey.
So what do you mean by secrets that's included in the title of your book?
Well, the secrets are basically the lessons I learned in my own journey to self-empowerment. In the book, I'm sharing them so that others can learn from my experience and have the opportunity to apply them on their own life's journey. Let me give you some example of one of them. I learned along the way that I often held myself back when things didn't go right. I would feel sorry for myself and blame others for the situation I was in. And this, what I call self-pity, I had to learn to let that go because that was making me a victim. And so when I began to do that more and more, I became personally responsible for my situation, and I could take the actions I needed to change it. So when we're caught up in like that negative paradigm like that, we don't see all the opportunities around us. We're focused on the negative. So that's an example. One more thing is that I have a companion book called The Self-Empowerment GPS, and for each secret, there are activities and questions to ask yourself to help you.
In The Secrets of Self-Empowerment, who talk a lot about achieving self-love, why is this even pertinent?
Well, self-love is basically occurs when we understand how essentially worthy we are, that we recognize our inner beauty and brilliance. Everybody is that way. Everybody is an amazing human being, but the way oftentimes we're brought up, we don't know that. We don't understand our own self-worth. And so as you empower yourself, like I did in my journey, I learned to love myself and understanding that you're lovable. And this is the farthest thing in the world from being selfish. When you have self-love, you actually radiate that into the world. You interact with people in a different way. You encourage their own sense of worthiness, and you acknowledge their brilliance. You're not in competition with them, et cetera, et cetera.
Where can people buy copies of your books?
Okay, now the books are available in paperback and electronic form from Amazon. And you can reach that by going to Amazon directly or by going to my website, gregperio.com. And if you don't have access to, some of your listeners don't have access to Amazon, they could ask a local bookstore to order copies for them. And also I have a YouTube channel, Greg Perio, and on it there are a lot of discussions and links to my website and podcast, and people can also find my presence on, I think, virtually every social media platform. So I've taken some of the skills I learned in as a journalist and in broadcasting and applying to promoting these ideas and promoting my books.
Greg Perio is the president of the NGO called Empowering Communications. He spoke with me from here in Washington. This is The Voice of America, and you are listening to Nightline Africa. I'm your host, Peter Kloti, in Washington. Coming up in the second half of Nightline Africa Sports with Samson O'Malley. That will be followed by a commentary by Dr. James Jonah, former UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs and Music from African Collection. It's now time for Nightline Africa Sports, and for that, let's join Samson O'Malley. Hello, Samson.
Hi, Peter, and good evening, sports fans. Welcome to Nightline Africa Sport. The World Athletics Championships got underway on Saturday in Budapest as over 2,000 athletes from 202 nations converged on the Hungarian capital for 9 days of fierce competition from the 19th to the 27th of August. Gudurz Serge of Ethiopia won a dramatic women's 10,000 meters at the World Championships after race leader Sifan Hassan of the Netherlands stumbled tumbled and fell about 20 meters from the finish line. Sergei, the reigning world 5,000 meters champion, pulled up tightly beside Hassan down the home stretch, and the two ran shoulder to shoulder before the Dutch woman's crash, leaving Sergei to cross alone in a time of 31 minutes 27.18 seconds to lead an Ethiopian medal sweep. World record holder Letsebet Gide was second in 31 minutes 28.16 seconds, while Ijagaihu Taye won the bronze medal in 31 minutes 28.31 seconds. In basketball, the winner of the FIBA Olympic pre-qualifying tournament in Lagos will be decided on Sunday, August 20th between Cameroon and Senegal, who both successfully came out on top in Saturday's semi-finals. After 8 games played over the course of the last 5 days in Nigeria's largest city, Lagos, both nations remain unscathed in the build-up to their most important game of the year. The winner of Sunday's final will pick the only ticket on offer for African teams at the FIBA Olympic pre-qualifying tournament, Paris 2024. In football news, former champions Orlando Pirates returned to the CAF Champions League, got off to a great start with a vital 1-0 away win over Jabal FC in the Comoros in the first leg of the preliminary round of the competition on Saturday. In another afternoon fixture, Namibia's African stars shone bright when they emerged victorious over Zambia's Power Dynamos with a 2-1 win and the match played in Soweto's Dobsonville Stadium in South Africa. Meanwhile, in Mali, Real Bamako were unlucky not to go get a victory home after an evenly balanced encounter with Cotton Sport Dugaru of Cameroon concluded in a 0-0 stalemate. In Sierra Leone, Bo Rangers played out a 1-1 draw against Liberia's LISCRFC, while Rwanda's APR were also held to a 1-1 draw at home against Somalia's Gadieka FC. Staying with football news, Victor Osimhen, Nigerian international, started off where he left off for his club Napoli in the Italian Serie A with a brazen Saturday's 3-1 victory at promoted Frosinone, which gave the champions a winning start to their Serie A title defense. Nigerian striker Osimhen netted in each half to help ensure the champions came from behind to win on Rudy Garcia's debut as coach following the resignation of new Italy boss Luciano Spalletti. And that's all for this week's edition of Nightline Africa Sports. Back to you, Peter.
Thanks a lot, Samson. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. Link up with you again next Sunday for another look at African sports. Nightline Africa Sports. Now let's take a closer look at Africa, the problems, the prospect in time of conflict, in time of peace. Here's one man's point of view with Dr. James Jonah, former UN Undersecretary General for Political Affairs. Hello, Dr. Jonah.
Good evening, Africa. This week, the international focus will be on Africa, not only because of the crisis in Niger or the continuing war in the Sudan, but because of the convening of the BRICS summit that will be held at the Union Building in Pretoria, South Africa. The host of the meeting will be the President of South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa. The holding of this important summit in Africa is itself very, very welcome. It shows that Africa is emerging as a scattered expert in all kinds of discussions globally, not always taking the back seat. The group, since it was formed in 2009, has made it clear that as an emerging economic group drawn mainly from the global south, that it does not intend to rival or set aside existing binding institutions such as the Bretton Woods Institution, the World Bank, and the IMF. It, however, is determined to look at ways to improve the lives of people of the global south. The group intends to ensure that multilateralism is widely accepted globally. In recent past, many commentators have ridiculed the United Nations principle of the sovereign equality of member states. Of course, the Charter is a that there are big, medium, and small states. But the essence of the comment is the Charter expects mutual respect by all members of the organization and the global community, even though they are not equal economically. The group represents the international community. The B in BRIC represents Brazil from Latin America. The R represents Europe. The I and the C represent two giants. Lions of Asia, and the S is South Africa, the only member of Africa in the group. The group also wants to ensure that what it calls BRIC Plus means outside of the group, they could have other interested member states. And for this coming summit this week, the South African president has invited 40 or so other African heads of state along with other representatives of the Global South. The idea is to someday broaden the scope of it. For example, this summit will examine carefully the criteria for the addition new members. Thus far, roughly 20 member states outside of the group have planned to become members. So by the end of the summit, it is likely that the number of 5 will increase. The group also wants to make sure that what it does is not misinterpreted. There are those who believe that the group was set up mainly for the interests of few big members of it. They said this is not the case. They also want it to be known that they are prepared to move ahead despite any people once who are trying to criticize it. So for Africans who are going to watch this summit, I urge all of you to really be vigilant in watching for yourselves the proceedings and speeches and decisions of the group. Do not depend on interpretation of the summit from others who may not have the direct interest of the Global South. Look at the group here. The BRIC group today constitutes 40% of the world population and 34% of GDP. How on earth can such a group, world range of the Global South be ignored? And there are those who say that the group as it stands has members who have serious divergent views on a wide range of international problems. It's true. But what other institution does not have? The BRIC group favors diversity. It is attached to the principle of Confucius. Diversity in harmony. Having smaller and smaller groups with the same views is not helpful for the maintenance of international peace and security. Others have said, what has BRIC established or achieved since it was formed in 29. Look at Brazil, South Africa, India, China, what they have achieved in terms of cooperation and development. Look at the setting up of the new development bank now with headquarters in Beijing and the chief executive officer, a former president of Brazil, Lula Rousseff. Very balanced, very representative. So this is what we will be watching this week. There may be disagreement, but that is normal. So in the words of a famous song, I hope the international community this week will watch the meeting and Africans would allow this group who represents the Global South to do things in their own way. I thank you.
That was 1 month's point of view, a commentary by Dr. James Jonah, former UN Under Secretary General for Political Affairs.
Girl, I wanna take you around the world. Yeah. Christmas, baby. May not take you here.
It's Sunday on Nightline Africa, and this is the time we get to relax and reflect. A flashback with music from the continent.
I wonder which part of this world that you came from. You got a nice and looking body, original woman. I wanna call you my lady, my classic candy. What does it really take to know you, lady? How long does it really take? You get to see you, my African baby, my beautiful baby, my African woman, you're my African baby, you're my African lady, I'm so in love with you. Could you be my number one African lady?
white face one day. You're my African baby, yo. You're my African lady, yo. I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with you. Bingo, watch me wait at the shoe. Gally tied to Nayu Ola. Nobody no go take her. You shall be make it enough. Nothing no go cool up, but you go be for me much. You know me what I ought. You don't engage in six. You don't make a fool you got. Anytime I say I know they do tell me, but such you must. Just think I say na joke, cause I can be naughty a lot. Make it stop, na you been there. You shall be only limping. Talk to Tina me, yes. Make me step in 50 days. Give me whiskey, need ya me. Make me fetch my medali. Make a slap up from the PN. Show me, say you back to me. Stop, na you been there.
I can't take control of myself, baby. My coma ball, me bang, bang, bang. Me feel, and I said, me now, my own corner, me in costume, baby. And got Mr. Playboy, yeah. Can't find his name, I'm you, but I'm a coma ball, me bang, bang, bang. But the feeling is so different. What reason will I give my heart if I should let you go, baby? Cause I wanna know you. But this really, the best time you knew didn't come on to a baby. I said, Mr. Star, I've seen you. Yeah, what my coming on? I understand. Someone stole the stars from the sky and put them in your eyes.
That was our Sunday music spot. Hope you enjoy the music from Nightline Africa here in the service of the Voice of America in Washington. Nightline Africa comes to you from the English service of the Voice of America. Hope you enjoy the program tonight. As you know by now, we are on Saturdays and Sundays at 16 and 18 hours UTC. From the Nightline Africa team, including producer Nicole Peters, we say thanks for joining us. And remember, as the elders say, do not think because the water is calm, there are no crocodiles. I'm your host, Peter Clotte in Washington. Good evening, Africa.